Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is
high-level conversation.
I think that's powerful. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, like, big people, right? Obesity is very high in this country. I just seen that they now added obesity in New York as a protective class of people, which is very interesting. I think nobody should bully obese people, and I think nobody should shame obese people in a sense to where it becomes bullying. But at the same time, obesity is an illness. Yep. And at the same time, like I said, nobody should discriminate against someone who's obese, like, you know, applicants on a rent application for,
for sure.
Housing or whatever it may be. But this idea that we have this shameless society, right, where the advocation for health ain't the highest, right? Yes. Instead, it says that, no, you know, just enjoy your body image the way that it is, right? Yeah. But, you know, America is very sick, right? America is like listed 32 or and when it comes to out of the countries of high life expectancy.
Low.
Right? Our average is so-calledly around 78 years old, right? Yeah. And we know that that is even less for men because men are under more stress, which decreases your life expectancy.
Indeed.
Right? So when we talking about, when we look at America, when you look at the history of America, first of all, you know, I know you're a big advocate of thought when it comes to, you know, we used to be farmers, right?
Yeah.
Now we go to grocery stores, right? There was a time early in this country period where people would have to, everything was local, right? Everything that you ate was local. So it was, you know, indigenous to the landscape that you were in, right? Yep. So you can only eat food in that area. And then, of course, the railroad comes about, and now food can travel, right? So now you're getting cuisines and different dishes, and now food is traveling from one place to the next. But they also didn't know how to properly store food, right? Yep. So now you just had to decide whether you think that this food was good or not by looking at it. You know what I'm saying? and so this is why you get things where you had, I believe it was it Kellogg's? I think it was Kellogg's. Was it Kellogg's? The one that lobbied, you know, to get the FDA to start regulating food. Now, they did it because they felt like they would have an advantage.
Yes.
Or no, I think it was Heinz. I believe it was Heinz that did it because they were the first ones to be able to distribute food all throughout America. Like, people don't think about the food mafias in America. We look at the Chase Morgan banks and all of the other cartels of families, but it's the food industrialists that was able to change the world, right? And this is one of the biggest industries on the planet Earth, right? Because everybody eats every day,
100%.
Right? And a lot of things that were transformed and things that we do today are completely just based on capitalists and entrepreneurs. It has nothing to do with health whatsoever.
Right.
To the American standard diet, it has nothing to do with health,
right?
Even down to cereal. Cereal is actually a dessert, if you will. You know what I'm saying? It started off from granola treatments of patients that were sold to, made by Kellogg's, and he told that to his patients as like a cure-all for mental illnesses.
Yeah.
And then his brother was like, bro, we can sell this to the world, right? And he was like, no, I'm not going to sell this to the world. This is for my patients. But his brother understood that the average American was so busy and making breakfast was a task. Because they had to put all these ingredients together to try to figure out how to make breakfast in time. So it would take like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So when they was able to package not cigarettes, but they did that too. When they was able to package cereal, right, then they was able to now create a quick and easy breakfast alternative. And then they paired it with milk, right? And now people started eating it, right? Yeah. And at first, the first one that came out was like called Grape Nuts because they used grapes as a flavoring. And then Kellogg's came out by accident, you know what I'm saying? Because it was left out overnight and they put it through the machine and it came out in these little flakes. Yep. And he figured he can have a competitive advantage, you know what I mean, over the rest. So I say that because we do a lot of things that are inherent now and that are traditions now, but we never look at the history of how they were started.
Right.
It has nothing to do with your health. And that these companies were able to claim anything that they want to. I'm talking about they was claiming that it healed, you know, mental illnesses, yeah, and it healed cancer. Like, these were the claims they was able to put over food. And to this day, I believe those claims are still somewhat inherent in the way that people eat food and think of it as like a wonder. Yeah. Like, oh, this is I need this breakfast because it's healthy for me. But it's a lie.
Yeah. And you, so I'm glad you brought that up because people don't understand how food has been industrialized.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say industrialized, it went from this whole...
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Natural, phenomenon. Everything I eat is whole foods. Not the whole foods that we know today.
Right.
To what we know it as today, when you walk into a grocery store, 90% of the food in the grocery store is in a box, bag, can with a label on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of that process actually began with the military.
Mm.
And how that began, because in World War I, what they discovered and learned from it was that one of the number one ways that a lot of the soldiers were dying was from famine, not being able to get enough food. And so what they did was they put together all these scientists, and they wanted to come up with a lot of foods that could be able to last long on the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where you see the first what's called C rations, which we know today as MREs, or processed foods. And then what happened was after they saw the success of that in World War II, they then took the knowledge and the technology and then gave that to the actual food industry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when you see this boom in the food industry in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. And you see all of these products like Crisco saying, hey, you don't have to use this. You can use this. You don't have to be a wife that has to cook all day. We can cook a meal in 10 minutes.
Right.
And so you start to see the microwave come into play. Again, another technology from the military.
Mm.
And I learned this when I was living in Japan, because while I was out there working at a hospital and being around a lot of the military, I was able to go to one of the military libraries and do a lot of research. And what I discovered was most of the products and food companies that are developed today, they developed when the technology was given to the food industry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only downside to that is the unfortunate thing for a lot of our military brothers and sisters. They know that when you join the military, you are the property of the United States.
Mm.
So if anything happens to you, if you die from anything, like, you can't sue the United States,
right,
because you are the property of the United States. So none of this stuff was tested. None of us had an understanding of what this new food was going to do to the population. Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing it here 50, 60 years later as an understanding of now it's been this whole test.
Right.
You know, and the unfortunate thing is there's about 10,000 food chemicals that are allowed in the food and the American food supply that isn't allowed in other countries. I recently did a video where I was explaining to people U.S. foods that are banned in other countries.
Mm.
So you got Gatorade and Mountain Dew, wow, banned in other countries because it has BVO in it, which is brominated vegetable oil, and dyes. You have things like maraschino cherries, which is the cherry you see on top of the banana split of the sundae, banned in other countries.
Why is that banned, the cherry?
Because it has that red number 40 dye in it.
Okay, yeah.
And that's been associated with a lot of bladder cancer, thyroid cancer, kidney cancer.
Again, as entrepreneurs, we are responsible for containment of a lot of information, and we have to scale our businesses. So we're constantly processing information. We have to keep our mind open to new information. We have to make observations of our competition. We have to be aware of our customers, right? In the times, you know, entrepreneurs working 16, 18 hours. So we need our rest. We need our recharge because we need to get right back where we left off, but we're responsible for scaling. So we even have to come back in the game, you know what I'm saying, even better than we left. So how do we do that, right? We have to have something that feeds the particular glands that are responsible for making these processes happen in our body. And in our body, the pineal gland is responsible for that. So during the daytime, it releases serotonin. And at nighttime, it releases melatonin in accordance with the planetary circadian rhythm, right? The way that we are helping entrepreneurs be a better version of themselves, we're making sure that people's most important asset, their body, is recession-proof, right? What does a recession body look like? One that has an energy deficit, right? One that is, you know, slightly a few steps or seconds off, right? Can't afford that in business. You can't even afford to be a split second off. You want to be totally present and slightly ahead of the game. And that's what we focus on when we focus on the brain.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is
High Level Conversation.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.